A Tempe landlord is coming under increased scrutiny. Timothy Wright owns a good deal of the Section 8 low-income housing in the city and has been well-known in and around Tempe for disputes with tenants and workers. Investigative reporter Jared McDonald Evoy writes about this for the Arizona Mirror, a new independent nonprofit journalism outfit. And Jared, Wright seems to not be known for the right reasons. So who exactly is this guy?
I had a lot of sources and people in Tempe who knew a lot about Timothy Wright. And Timothy Wright's one of those people that if you live in Tempe or even in kind of the Phoenix area, you know the name. He's kind of infamous in a way for some of the tactics that he has with his tenants at the properties he rents. He owns about a little over 100 properties between Arizona and California. And he's known for having homes and apartments that he usually tends to market towards ASU students, because you have a lot of ASU students come in every semester who need a place to live, maybe be there for a semester or two, then leave. And so he markets pretty directly to them. A lot of his clientele are ASU students. And so that's how he's become well known. For example, one of the things that he's known for doing is suing tenants pretty frequently if they are late on rent, which is also a pretty common tactic among landlords across the valley when it comes to evictions. He's known for kind of not upkeeping his properties and getting in fights with tenants about that. Basically, he's not really known for a lot of great things, unfortunately.
Now, you also write about how vendors and contractors don't seem thrilled with him, which it sounds like is at least in part responsible for the fact that his properties are seemingly so poorly maintained.
Yeah, and that's another interesting caveat to the way Tim Wright operates. And I want to clarify something real quick. There's actually two Tim Wrights. There's Tim Wright Jr. and Tim Wright Sr. Both of them run the operations there. It mainly started with Tim Wright Sr. And lately, Tim Wright Jr. has been taking on a lot of more responsibilities at Rentals Tempe, Rent Me ASU. Now, something I ran into when reporting the story was, yeah, a lot of people that Wright works with don't tend to either get the job done or finish the job because, you know, they didn't get paid. If you look at his Yelp reviews, you'll see even not just renters complaining about Wright, but also people who are like, I was hired to clean up the palm trees around this property and I didn't get paid, so I left, or I did this much work and only got this much money. And that's another common thread among Wright properties. I've gotten a lot of emails from people being like, hey, I live right next to one of these properties. The palm tree's been, you know, growing into my yard for months and I've been trying to get a hold of him and he never calls me back. At which, when you have a city like Tempe that has pretty strict city ordinances and codes against, you know, the way that your property has to be, it's interesting that he has so many properties that are likely out of code compliance. And that's another, yet again, that's another thing that a lot of renters run into is they will rent these properties, they'll sign the lease, which will say, you know, Wright and Rentals Tempe is mostly responsible for the upkeep, but you need to do a little. But the next thing they know, the renters are getting letters from the city saying, hey, you need to get your property up to code compliance. They'll get a hold of Wright. Wright will say, no, I'm not going to do that, or just not respond. And then they'll get another fine from the city. And it ends up being this cycle in that sense that is kind of interesting as well.
Well, if Wright is so well known within the city of Tempe and he's involved in so many lawsuits and so many code violations, why hasn't the city done anything to try to crack down on how he operates?
That's a very good question and one that I've still been honestly trying to get a solid answer on. If you ask the renters, especially the low-income renters, one in particular, one man I spoke with, his name's Edwin Lambert. His son was getting low-income housing from Wright, and they ended up having disputes. Lambert ended up winning the dispute in the end in court, but he couldn't get the money from Wright. There were some complications there, and we went to the city to talk to them about all these issues he's had. One employee with the city told Lambert that, you know, look, we don't want to upset him. He owns most of the affordable housing in the city, and we don't want to lose this partnership. It's a precarious situation we're in, is what they had told Lambert. Now, when I've reached out to the city, I didn't really get much. I tried getting a hold of some of the Tempe Housing Authority people and some of the people that are in charge of those certain areas of the city, and I didn't get a reply back. The ongoing kind of feel that a lot of people have is they think that, you know, Wright has friends within the city or something like that. But that's the problem when it's not addressed, is a lot of people speculate on why that is. But I haven't been able to find a definitive answer as to why it seems the city might be somewhat insulating him from some sort of investigation or anything like that in regards to the way he operates within the city. Wright's tactics and his kind of his attitude isn't just known to renters and people within the city of Tempe. It's also known on a statewide level, in a sense, because he's also currently under investigation by the Attorney General for possible tax evasion or property tax in the city of Tempe. That investigation's been going on since 2016. So maybe in a way, some of this stuff is going to come more to light once those investigations are done. But clearly there's a lot of eyes on Tim Wright and what he's doing out there with all these rental properties.
All right. That's Jared McDonald Evoy, an investigative reporter with Arizona Mirror. Jared, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.